Welcome to the Speak Life Radio Broadcast, brought to you by the congregation at Bennett's Temple United Holy Church, soon to be New Life Community United Holy Church, located in Pie Corner, St. Lucie in Barbados, with the senior pastor, its elder, Rico Griffith. We invite you to join us for the next few moments as we share with you from the Word of God.
You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was the devil, so you sacrificed your life, so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth keeping, so you came. Hallelujah.
Reading for this morning, and that will be taken from Luke chapter 10, and we'll be reading from verse 30 to 37. Quite familiar to some of us, if not all of us. Luke chapter 10, verse 30 to 37. And Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these 3, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves? And he said, he that shewed mercy on him. Then Jesus said unto him, go and do thou likewise. May God add his blessing to the word. We know that the sermon series for the month of June is the goodness of God. And when I think of the goodness of God, or when we think of the goodness of God, our minds always put us back into things about our past. In a time of quiet reflection, or even when there is something happening that activates our thoughts, our minds go back to difficult times we faced in life. We think about all the things we passed through. When we even wondered at some point if we would even make it. The times when we wondered if at any point if our circumstance would ever change. And after we have gathered those thoughts, our only conclusion could be is that it is the goodness of God. Perhaps there were times when finances were so little, we wondered, how are we going to get through it? Perhaps it was a situation we experienced loss and wondered, how would we get over? How would we make it to another day with such grief on our shoulders? Perhaps it was a burden of some sort. But when we have come to a point where we were able to pass through those situations and we look back, we can only speak of the goodness of God. Some people say looking back is not necessary. Some may call it dwelling in the past. But there's one thing to glance back and another thing to dwell in the past. But what I want to get at is that it is certainly necessary to look back at some point, because that is where we are able to come to the conclusion that it was certainly because of the goodness of Almighty God that we made it through. And I am one of those persons that I take time to quietly reflect and I think about how God brought me out. And at the end of it all, I can always conclude the goodness of God. Very often for us in life, things work out beautifully and our response is usually, God is good. But what about when it didn't work out? He's still good. So even in the bad times, even the bad times that we experience, the goodness of God still exists. So as I said, I know that the theme is the goodness of God, but I want to put a subtopic here this morning, and it is His goodness reflected in us. God's goodness reflected in us. So God is so good to us that I want us to not just focus on how good He is this morning to us, but the fact that He is good. I don't want you to miss what I'm saying. So I'll make it a little clearer. Not only what He does for us, but who He is, His character. He is good and He can be nothing else but good. So I'm not just looking at what He does for us only, but more so who He is in our lives. So I am always looking into the dictionary to define words, even words that I'm familiar with. And it doesn't hurt to do it sometimes. So here I went to the dictionary to find a simple little word like good, to find suitable meanings. But then I had to really narrow down some of the words that really describe God. And words that don't to me like righteous, upright, honest, pure. And I thought that these words really accurately fit who God is. So in the passage of scripture that we read there not too long ago, Jesus was telling a story, a parable. So here is a man. This man is going from Jerusalem to Jericho. And I did some distance to find out how long really is this distance from Jerusalem to Jericho in Bible times. And from my understanding, it is said that this was like the desert with a lot of elevating changes, which means it was not flat land. And the journey was about 14 miles long. So a person walking from Jerusalem to Jericho will be going down in elevation and leaving a semi-dry area for a totally barren and parched one. One estimation says 14 miles, another says 18. So the trip between Jerusalem would have been, let's say, 14 to 18 miles long. And in that distance, travelers would descend more than half a mile in elevation. So we can see that this man really did some footwork. The road from Jerusalem to Jericho was one that was infamous for crime and robbery. So it wasn't really surprising to Jesus' listeners that He chose this particular road. So by chance, there came down a priest that way, and when he saw the man that was injured, he passed on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he came to that place, and look on him, he passed on the other side. They weren't dealing with anything at all like that. And when we think of a priest and we think of a Levite, we would automatically think they're the persons that would help. But they both passed on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. And when Jesus' listeners heard about the priest and the Levite, they probably expected that the next thing they would say is that he came and he helped the man. But if that happened, it will show in the story as well that there was corruption, even in religious leaders. But Jesus shocked them by saying that the man who helped them was a Samaritan. Jews and Samaritans, if you know, despised each other racially and religiously. And the culture gave the Samaritan plenty of reasons to hate this Jewish man and pass by. I can even give you an example in today's world, but maybe it would not be appropriate. But I am sure that you can think of examples in today's world where, you know, there's that despising racially and even religiously. So Jews often thought that Samaritans were worse than the other Gentiles were. But this Samaritan had compassion. He went to him and he bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the Samaritan could have passed by, like the others passed by before. But instead of passing by, the Samaritan showed love. And if you look at the kind of love that he showed, this is like sacrificial love. A love that is just not on the surface. He didn't even wait to be asked. You know, sometimes there are some of us that you wanted to spill everything from your, you know, birth back down in order to just lend a helping hand. But this was not the case. He just took initiative and he helped this man. He was just seeing the need right in front of him was enough to make him just do something. And he also gave freely of his time and resources. This wine that he had was containing alcohol, and it had that antiseptic effect on the man's wounds. The oil helped to soothe the wounds, easing the pain. And to set him then even on his own animal would have most likely meant that the Samaritan had to walk, because the animal is only so big. He took 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper. He took him there in the hope that he'd be there for, you know, a few days, and if there's anything more that is needed, he would provide. So he did a lot to help this man, and to top him off, even taking him to the inn. And that is called to me going the extra mile, and also loving sacrificially. How many of us would have gone that far to really help someone? Maybe it may sound a little far-fetched. Some would say, I'm nice and I'm helpful, but I wouldn't go that far with anybody. But this Samaritan exhibited a very kind and godly character. So we can see the goodness of God reflected in his life.
Thank you for allowing us into your space today. It is our prayer that your life has been touched and impacted in a positive way as you took the time to be engaged with us this morning. To learn more about our ministry, you may visit us at www.btaplaceforyou.com, or you can visit our social media pages on Instagram, BT A Place For You, or on Facebook at Bennett's Temple United Holy Church. If you do not have a church family to call your own, you can feel free to worship with us any Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. We are located in Pie Corner, St. Lucie, at the corner of Little Bay and Cove Bay. We look forward to welcoming you.